afternoon. Today is Wednesday, November the 26th, 327th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Virginia Bass. So what kind of special family tradition do you guys have with food?
Lots of it. Eating it.
Oh, poundage?
I cook it.
Recipe?
Yeah. You know, in fact, as soon as I leave here, got to go to attend to Mr. Turkey. My mom, I still cannot do
turkeys. That's what Matt's being called by now?
Well, only if he's frozen and stuffed.
I'm not. Well, you know.
Are you trying to get me in trouble before Christmas?
Easy pickings. This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about Fly Humble. I've got a little flyer here, and we'll talk a little bit about the status
of that. If you can follow the instructions, you probably
can. That's what I'm trying. It's fold and fold, and it doesn't say don't talk, so I'll probably screw the whole thing up. But we'll find out when we come back.
The Flame of Learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass, but before we do, our quote this afternoon. Quote, England produces the best fat actors.
Wow, you know, I hadn't really thought about that.
Step up to the plate. And
right before Thanksgiving.
That's what I was saying. It was apropos. How interesting that you got it. So when we talk about the situation with the airport, okay, we got a little bit of security going on with the TSA, and we got this group and we got that group, and the county's paying some current and some former guys to stand up at the airport and, you know, do the screening and all that kind of stuff. The only discussion we've heard is lack of service. Nobody wants to say anything. Fine. So what is the status? Can you say anything about what's going on at the airport?
Well, I think you're right that there are a bunch of question marks because there's a lot of discussions going on, and you're right that no one's able to pinpoint exactly if service comes in, where it's going to, when it might be. But I can guarantee you that there are continual, you know, talks going on in a lot of different quadrants, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk with you today, because I personally think that we are, you know, in a very good place with something about to happen. There's a lot of misconceptions.
Does that mean something's about to happen, or you're hoping that something's going to happen?
I believe something's going to happen. So now if you choose not to believe me, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. Or you can listen. You can listen to my enthusiasm, and then I put some funds up where my mouth is because, yeah, let me see if you can find that. Oh, you landed it pretty good. I didn't want to say it flew very well.
Short hop.
Yeah, we all, as members of the community, need to get behind an effort of some sort, because you're right, so many times people just complain, and you're right, we have driven out of town to take more flights than I like to count because there have been some issues in the past. But what I'm finding out now is that it's really not as bad as it seems, especially given that San Francisco's runways are operational again. They've got them all open. Of course, bad weather would make that a little different. We actually have, let me just give you, you probably got this earlier this year, but which airport would you think had the highest on-time performance for the first 6 months of 2014? This is a trick question.
You mean like in the county
of
Humboldt?
Would it be, yeah, no, not quite the county. I can only imagine what you'd say. Would it be our airport, Medford, or Reading?
On time, which means all scheduled flights, or those flights that they chose to fly?
You know, that is actually a good question. But let's just take it at face value on time with the three airports, assuming that everybody has cancellations. See, that was a trick question. It's Eureka, Arcata, McKinleyville, ACB.
If somebody had just asked, I would have said Medford.
Well, and I think that's part of the misconception that people have. So it's really not as bad as we think. And we are so close to pulling in the rest of that minimum revenue guarantee. So if we get the opportunity to take advantage of an offer, we have the money where we can actually move forward.
What I see is that there's a lack of confidence. You can't rely on this airport.
It's not this airport. Well, let's say, are the problems really at this airport or potentially connectability?
Flying out of this airport. You cannot. Either there's inclement weather, and I've heard it from too many, so I'm going to call it an unsubstantiated truth, that if the flight isn't full, it'll be canceled. that there is such so many few flights that if one gets backed up, it replicates it and just causes problems. The ripples go all the way back, and it's really easy. If you're going east, you miss flights. So with all of those things kind of bundled together, it seems like without having a different air carrier.
Or different destination. Let's keep our open mind. Well,
I'm saying a different air carrier, there's that issue because of the cost.
Well, competitive, right.
Right. If it was the same offering more, you know the rates are still going to be jacked up through the roof. But if we're paying $300, $400, $500, depending on how much advance notice to get to San Francisco, but you can go across the country.
Yeah, those planes can't land here
right.
yet.
Right. You can go across the country for the same or less. You can go international for the same or less.
Well, and I think that's part of, you know, one of the issues, challenges and opportunities, I guess, of living in Humboldt County. You know, we live in a fairly remote area. So, yeah, we do expect
to
pay more.
You can't go political on this one, not multiples.
Which were multiples, fair.
Two or three times what the cost would be if you take an average.
Well, and you don't know what that's going to be. But, you know, there's times I know that you drive down or over or up to get to another airport to get out.
We go Sacramento and Oakland. Those are the two that we fly.
So whenever we do that, we know that there's expense, the time of driving, the expense of staying a night, because we do generally do that.
But the certainty that you're going to get there.
And that's not always the certainty either, because it depends what airport. You're right. There's probably ones that have better on time. San Francisco, I think, is one of the issues.
Out of San Francisco, no
well,
way.
You know.
Or fly into it.
Actually, I've had really very good luck recently, and I'm hoping that's because their runways have opened up. But that's one of the benefits of different destinations is, what if you want to go east? Your son lives back east. If you connect through Phoenix, does that make a difference? What if you connected through
Twice
Denver?
Twice as much to fly out of here than it was Portland.
I'm just saying, in the future, if someone comes in, we don't know the answer yet, other than the opportunities are there.
Right. And if it's somebody like Allegiant or some of these others that we've heard kicked around, their structure is probably going to be different enough so that they're not going to single out this one route and take it up through the roof. United seems to have had a demonstrable history over 20 or 25 years of employing that rate schedule.
And I think it's not uncommon I can't talk today. It must be because I'm thinking about turkey, but it's not uncommon, or I'm talking to a turkey.
Getting into the stuffing a little early, huh?
It's not uncommon for small communities to have the same challenges that we do. I mean, look at how many have lost their service right now. We are fortunate. We still have air service.
And
we
want to expand that. KINS News and Information Time at 3:19. She'll continue when we come back.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times 3:24. We're back talking shop spirited Thanksgiving evening.
You're just a naysayer.
Well, I've seen
that. I said that good-natured.
Yeah, no, I don't see that as a negative or a positive. It just, you know.
Well, you're realistic.
Looking at what has happened over the years, and, you know, we build out the airport to handle three carriers. And there it sits. And we have this, and we have that. And I look at things that are economic stimulators or economic roadblocks, trying to be black and white with most things. You know, with all the effort for Fly Humboldt, that's dandy. I still see Richardson's Grove as being a far more impactful issue for somebody relocating here. Local businesses being successful here because they can't use the same rigs out of here as others can, so there's more cost. I look at the airport. That's another critical component to some economic development here. But it has to be reliable. So if the airport is reliable here, then we're getting jacked up down the road. And I can't imagine why we as the county, isn't more aggressive in saying we need Salt Lake or Portland or Oakland or Sacramento. And let's not worry about San Francisco.
Actually, it'd be great.
And
you know what? If a small community had the ability to make the rules, we would. But what we can do is we can play by the rules that are in front of us. And what's really important to bringing airlines and destinations is a minimum revenue guarantee, which we did not have in place when American was ready to go last time. Several years ago, I think
now,
that was before Delta, right? No, this was after
Delta.
This was about 4 years ago.
Because Delta was hitting the numbers, minus...
Well, in Delta, I was not involved at the time with... I was not on the county board of supervisors and was not involved in the airline issues that were going on. But my understanding also is the way that that revenue guarantee, minimum revenue guarantee was structured was not potentially in the best interest of the county. And from having gone through that, people have learned that there are much better ways to help structure that, such as making sure that you know where you are through, you don't wait 2 years to find out, you know, how they're doing, if they're losing money. You set specifics in your negotiations of where you check in and see, how are we doing? You know, do we need to use the minimum revenue guarantee?
You mean monthly reports?
Monthly, quarterly, you know, that's all negotiable. But
that wasn't in the original contract?
I was not part of the process. My understanding is it was not, it could have been much tighter and more checking in to see where people were. And
so it was
a bad experience.
Kind of like bed tax. You trust people.
But you do, to report. Except you do audit them over time.
Yeah.
But, you know, with the Fly Humboldt, I want to give a chance for people to know how close we are actually to having that goal of $1 million that we set a couple of years ago. And we checked in a few weeks ago and found out $84,000 was left. In that next week...
So what does that do?
The minimum revenue guarantee is basically money that's set aside in a fund. And there is, in negotiations, there is some number that the airline sets as, you know, whether it's based on capacity or the money that they bring in. If they fall short, say they want... And these are specific.
A guaranteed fund.
It's a guaranteed fund if their minimum revenue falls short. So when you have an account at the set aside, there is the expectation that if they fall short on what they need to at least maintain a profit to keep operating, that money is available to them for a specific period of time. If they are getting more numbers, you know, and getting higher numbers than, you know, whatever is negotiated, then that money stays in that fund for a period of time.
So if I was successful.
You would be successful.
Getting the flight cost down to, let's say, $150 one way, $175 round trip to San Francisco. That would eat into the revenue at about half of what they're getting now. Which would then trigger and cause this dollar set-aside fund to be accessed more than what it would be anticipated just by the number of chairs that are occupied by flyers right now.
I think what you're saying is probably generally correct. You know, whatever the number is, that's part of negotiations. And what we've learned is so many small communities are competing against each other. Like you're saying, why can't we say we want Sacramento, we want Salt Lake, we want L.A.?
There's, don't want San Francisco.
Well, I'm just saying, somebody, you know, we already got San Francisco, but what if somebody wants them? Well, we have to be able, if they come to our community and say, you know, we think you can be profitable, we want to start service, we want to serve, you know, this city, but in order to do that, we need help from you, and we need your community to stand behind a minimum revenue guarantee.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:30. Buns are in the oven. We'll see what else we're going to have when we come back.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish-language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop with Virginia Bass. Virginia, in focusing on this opportunity, you said that the airline, And the airlines pretty much are, I would imagine, trying to squeeze out as much as they can out of any community. I mean, that's their purpose, is to make money as much as they can. Is there any...
Well, isn't that the purpose of all anyone who goes into business?
Well, I think...
Or at least to be profitable.
Yeah, but I think a lot of this stuff is positioned as altruistic. Oh, well, we need this for our community. Well, they don't care about this community versus another community. They're looking at it as a dollars and cents issue.
Well, and it's got to make sense.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, that makes sense.
Supposedly it takes $8 million for an airline to actually get a route up and running. You know, because you think there's planes, there's pilots, there's a lot of different things, there's promotional, whatever that number is, they want to make sure that they've got all that covered and make a profit.
Okay. So you, with United being here already and knowing the history and how many, well, I guess leakage, the equivalent of leakage that's going out of this area, there must be some estimated figures on that. Does it matter what the county is doing, what the county wants to do? Is it just a dollars and cents and they want X and they'll provide this minimum amount of coverage, I guess, and you go, okay, fine, then that's the way that the game is played, and then we just shop what this guarantee is to various potential flyers or providers, rather.
You know, what I think, you know, I probably actually shared your sentiments some time ago before I got more involved in this Fly Humboldt campaign, I guess you'd call it, to say the website is flyhumboldt.org, if I hadn't said that yet. But what I see is different between just throwing the money up and having it in a fund and having the community actually get involved, whether it's $10, $20, $30 or, you know, $12,000, is that the people who are excited enough to be part of the solution are the ones who are actually going to be booking those flights. You know, I've put up, Matthew and I have, you know, pledged $2,000 towards this, because we know as many times as we fly to LA or go back east to visit my son, it would be so worth it to us. And so some people, whether it's, you know, $20.
If there were more parameters, I mean, this is kind of like a measure Z for a lot of us. Yeah, okay, yeah. More flight, yeah. Do we want more United? No. Do we want more United through San Francisco? No.
But, you know, you might not want more United, but someone else might. So
United East might be okay.
Yeah. So
but not more through San Francisco.
Well, no. This is not necessarily more through San Francisco. We're talking additional destinations. San Francisco is already a destination. And so, and we've talked before, or many people have talked with you about, you know, LA seems to be where people miss going. We had a very good
Efforts
going there. It was, and you know, Horizon was working. So we have some routes that we know are profitable. The trick with the different types of revenue guarantees that are out there is LAX and Salt Lake were routes that we already used funding for. So we don't have access to the federal funds. However, if an opportunity came to go to an airport or destination that hadn't received one of those grants, say maybe Phoenix or Denver, that's different money than this. So, you know, in theory, we could be, what if we were so fortunate to be able to snag adding LAX as a destination and using a revenue guarantee for that? Because some people really like to go on that route. And what if we were able to go to Denver and use part of the federal guarantee that we have for that? That'd be like the best option, you know, the best thing that could happen to us.
The fact that United flies from Medford direct to Denver, doesn't that kind of knock us out of the park? Because they're only a three-hour drive away. So if you wanted to fly direct to Denver, it's kind of sort of there already.
Not if you...
Why would they want to be redundant on having Eureka and Medford both flying to their hub, which makes sense, I know, as a hub.
Well, and see, but that's...
But the population bases are so small, it would seem to be inefficient.
Well, and that's where they'd have to do their numbers. Right now, you know, whoever's... You know, looking into that type of data, they would see that the people, there could be a good portion of people that, you know, go east from here that want to go to Denver that actually drive to Medford or drive to Santa Rosa. If that core group of people felt comfortable flying out of here and if the cost wasn't prohibitively more, you know, it would make sense. But, you know, they are in the business of finding out what routes work and how it works best for them. We are fortunate to be able to be excited and invite them to our community because, you know, we see a real benefit, or at least I see a real benefit, in being able to get to more destinations without having to take a six-hour drive on those times that I don't have time for that.
So let's yeah, there's not enough wineries on the way. Let's pull out United, so it's not United doing. It's an airline.
Let's just say an airline. No, yeah. No specific location. Let's say no specific.
Well, other than McKinleyville.
This is true.
Yeah, okay. So why don't they come, the airline, come to a community and say, folks, we see that there's da-da-da-da-da number of flyers out of here. We would love to add you to our family. This is what we're considering. This is what we need from you. So when the dollars are raised, boom, it's over. It's a done deal. Instead of putting together this fund and then hoping that somebody might think that this is an area that they want to tap into and access this fund. It seems like it's 180 degrees bass backwards. And by 6 or 8 years doing this thing, it obviously isn't bearing fruit the way that a lot of us initially thought that it would.
You know, I think it's a classic case of someone knocking at your door, opportunity knocking, and not being there at the time. Yes, this community is behind. This should have been done. Other communities actually have a perpetual fund for minimum revenue guarantee, which is what we need to do into the future. We are at a disadvantage from the standpoint when we had the opportunity, you know, to accept airline service, we didn't have a guarantee set up. So that's why we need to finish raising that money.
So somebody did knock and there was no...
Yes, American actually had us on their reservations and were selling tickets. It might have been 4 years ago. It was... And
wouldn't that have been a catalyst to get the remainder of this dollar and the guaranteed flying thing? What happened?
You have about a week and a half to show that you have the funds. You try to find that kind of money in a week and a half. It's hard. You have it in an account ready to go. Boom, you've got it.
They needed the money set aside, or they needed a guarantee of X number of planes? Because I know there's been a number of those. We'll guarantee X number of flights a year.
You know,
40 seats or whatever.
I wasn't involved in that one specifically, my understanding is they needed to have what was called the minimum revenue guarantee. We'll just call it the MRG. So the point now is we're only $75,000 that we need to raise for that original $1 million goal. And a couple weeks ago, we raised $10,000 in 1 week just because we started pushing it. You know, people can go on to flyhumboldt.org, which takes them to the Humboldt Area Foundation. They can make direct donations from there, tax deductible. Also, we now have a program going. We call it Pledge Now, Pay Later. And this is basically for folks maybe that don't have the $1,000 at this point in time, but when the airline comes and, you know, we accept a contract and we're actually having flights going, that money will then need to be, you know, paid. But it's part of showing that the community wants to see additional service. Now, if people don't want additional service and we don't raise the money, then that's a whole nother conversation. Eventually, we're going to have to stop looking. But I really feel confident that we are close this time. And I know you look at me, and I'd love to be able to come in here and tell you that I have something exciting to tell you. But I can tell you that there is a new feeling of energy in the community about this. Cypress Grove Chev actually now is doing a Big Wheel cheese giveaway for donations. It's on their Facebook site. And hey, I could use a 5-pound wheel of Cypress Grove. I can't have it in time for Thanksgiving, but maybe I can get it in time for Christmas. You know, there's just opportunities to be involved.
So why isn't the county doing a press release with that through the news media saying that here's a business that is stepping up and here's another one and here's another one and develop momentum and awareness through the news media rather than relying on individual ambassadors?
Well, I'm so glad you asked, because I know you've been really busy with the holidays, but there have been some press releases recently, and I'd say you didn't miss it by much, maybe like the last week. I know you're getting ready for Mr. Turkey and stuff, but or stuffed Mr. Turkey, whatever. But there's we're trying to point out some of
Mr. Turkey on wheels.
Oh, you're having it delivered?
No, but we're delivering it.
We are actually, you know, going and doing bits by bits information on my board reports every week. I've been mentioning a Fly Humboldt moment, talking about how people can give money, where we're at now. I think you're right. We need to continue the momentum. We certainly need to do a lot of PSAs. Gee, I wonder who'd be interested. And just even if you had 1,000 listeners, today?
If?
If only 1,000 of your listeners. Let me re-say that.
Thank you.
Whatever. If only of 1,000 of your listeners wanted to donate $75, that would fulfill the rest of the minimum revenue guarantee. That's it. I mean, just think of it. You have many more thousands than that.
And we could choose the airport?
No, you can't. You know, but you could certainly do a survey. I'm sure you could do a survey. It's so easy to do. Flyhumboldt.org. Go to the donate. Takes you right to the website. Tax deductible before the year's over. So some people who are, you know, looking for that last little bit of help on their taxes, this could be it for them. And they could be the ones that, you know, you could
kick
push
us
it
over. Okay. Yeah. Kick me over. Push me over the edge. So many analogies that leap to mind. KINS, news and information time. It's 3:44. We'll be back with more from Virginia Bass.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, news and information time. It's 3:49, couple last moments here with Virginia before she goes out and attacks the turkey. What? Fly Humboldt, again, website?
Fly Humboldt.org, and I'm giving you the opportunity to pledge your amount on radio right now, which will not come due until we actually have a signed contract. I'll get you on the first flight out to wherever it goes. It may not
Salt
be a round trip.
Yeah.
I guarantee you we'll get you somewhere. We don't know where and when, but you may not get back. But we're gonna.
Hey, what is the name of the airport anyway?
ACV is what I call it.
So
don't
do I.
Don't ask me those tough questions. I still actually have to think about it.
Okay, well, you think. I'll sign. Everybody else, have a great Thanksgiving. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon. We've been talking shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. Join us tomorrow afternoon, post-Thanksgiving, for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug somebody else. See you tomorrow.